Alrighty. So before I start, I just gotta apologize, because I really, really, really like movies. And so most of my references tonight will be movie-based. So as we go on, you might get really annoyed, you might get really, like, oh yeah, I've seen that movie, or that movie was lame. Bear with me, please. I like movies, and this is how I relate. So, turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 40, if you have your Bibles. Hopefully you do. We're going to be reading Psalm 40 and all of it. So, but before we start, I just want to open up in prayer. God, thank you so much for your word. God, thank you that you are our deliverer, that you are our strength, and that we can trust you. Father, I just pray that as we dive in, God, that you would be the one speaking tonight. God, that you would be the one here, and that you would be just stirring in our hearts. In your name I pray. Amen. Who here loves an underdog story? A lot of people, mostly everyone, loves a good underdog story, whether it be Charlie from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or if it's Rocky Balboa, you know, getting that last punch in and like going the distance. It's awesome to see, because we see this person who comes from the bottom and rise to the top. Speaking of Rocky Balboa, I came across this quote, and it was from the last Rocky movie called Rocky Balboa. Kind of crazy, huh? But he's talking to his son, and this is what he says. He says, let me tell... I can't do it in a Rocky voice, so forgive me. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it'll beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or anybody is going to get hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. And we've all seen it. There's this new commercial, and it's got Rocky Balboa. It doesn't have Rocky Balboa, but it's got all these scenes, and you hear them in the background, and you're like, yeah, Rocky, that's right. You just keep you get hit, and you keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. That's what it is. But I think Psalm 40... we'll begin to disagree with Rocky a bit. And as we read Psalm 40, let's see what David says the true Rocky way to live is. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O Lord my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy for me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs on my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Yet Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha! Aha! But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O Lord my God. True rocky living. As we see here, we see two different stories. We see one story where God has delivered, and one story where David is stuck in another pit. Like we read earlier, or like I read earlier, Rocky was saying, you know what? Life comes and life happens, and life isn't all, as he says, sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes life goes from pit to rock to pit. And that's what we see here with David. So David starts out, and he's talking about this one incident where he was in this pit, where he was in this low life, lowest part of life, and just not in a good place. Yet, he waited patiently for God's arrival. And we see that was his action. That's what he did. He just waited for God. And if you look here, we see a bunch of different descriptions of what God did. He turned to me. He heard my cry. He brought me up out of the desolate pit. He set my feet on a rock. He put a new song in my mouth. The contrast between what we do, which is waiting for God, and what God does is immense. It's not about just moving forward. It's about waiting. It's about waiting for God to take you out of your pit and put you on the rock. Look at what God has done. This is what David is saying. He's saying, I was in this low place of my life. Many people think that this part of the psalm was when David was being chased after by Saul. He is saying, you know what? I was chased after my enemies. I was, my life was on the limb. I was in a bad place. I was literally hiding from my life, and yet God delivered me. Look at what God did. And then God put a new song in his mouth. When I was researching this, the thing that came to my mind was from The Lion King. You guys have seen that movie, hopefully, right? In this low place of his life, Zazu is in this cage. And he's singing this song where he's just like, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrows, right? And Zazu's singing this because he's just in such a dark place. Yet, when David says he put a new song in my mouth, because he's set on the rock, he's able to sing a brand new song. And what's that song? I mean, he talks about it later here. He says, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. So I do not keep my mouth closed, as you know, Lord. I did not hide your righteousness in my heart. I spoke of your faithfulness and salvation. I did not conceal your constant love and truth. He's got this new song, which is, you know what? Look at what God did. Look at what God did. He took me from here and brought me to this new place on the rock. He's able to live the rocky life. As we look on in this chapter, it talks about putting your trust in the Lord. Waiting on the Lord means putting your trust in Him. Waiting on the Lord means knowing that even though you're in the pit right now, God will deliver you. God will help you out. God will take you from the pit and place you on the rock if you wait on Him. And he also talks about how God loves us so much. He talks about how God has many thoughts and plans and desires for our lives. In verse 5 it says, "Lord my God, you have done many things, your wonderful works and your plans of us for us. None can compare with you. If I were to report and speak of them, they are more than can be told." What does God think of you? What do you think of yourself? Many of us look in the mirror and we're just like, meh, meh. I see myself. But like I told you, I like movies. Have you guys seen Cool Runnings? Any of you guys seen Cool Runnings? Great movie, Jamaican bobsled team, awesome movie. You guys should see it. Made in the 90s, had John Candy, Dougie Doug, if you remember who he is. But there's this, it is based on a true story. The Jamaican bobsled team wins the Olympics. It's awesome if you didn't know that. If you didn't know that, go do your history. But there's this movie where this rich kid, part of the Jamaican bobsled team, only sees himself as a young kid, as a spoiled child. And he looks himself really lowly. And one of his teammates comes alongside of him. And he points it out. He says, "Look in the mirror. What do you see?" And the kid's like, you know, he's got his hat backwards. And he's just like, "Meh. I see Junior," right? And his teammate says, "No, do you know what I see?" I'm trying to do my Jamaican voice. "Do you know what I see? I see pride. I see power. I see a bad mother who don't take crap from nobody." That's kind of adjusted a little bit. I wanted to keep it a little clean. But that's what God looks at us. We see ourselves in the mirror. We're just like, meh. But God says, "You know what I see? I see someone I love. I see someone who is powerful. I see someone who I have plans for and I can enable. You just need to trust me." Living the rocky life means waiting on the Lord and trusting in Him. It's not about what we do, but it's about what God has done, and it's about what God will do. Then we come to this part in verse 11, where David appears to be in this new pit. As we said, life isn't all rainbows and sunshine. It can be pits. Rock pit. Jesus even says this. In John 16, verse 33, he says when tribulations will come. Not if tribulations will come, not maybe tribulations will come, but when tribulations come, when hard times come. Jesus also said that people will hate us because the world hated him first if we follow him. Hard times will come. There will be a pit. I read this one, I think it was by Charles Spurgeon or something, but he was saying if life was just one battle, if we won that battle, we could just take off our armor the rest of our lives and be completely fine. But Paul encourages us to keep our armor on so that we can stand against these tribulations, these hard times, these attacks from the enemy. So David's in this new pit. And he's crying out to God once again. "God, I'm in this pit. I need you. I need your compassion. I need you to guard me. I need you to deliver me." He's over his head. He cries out about how his sins are so many that it's hard to see. That there are people trying to kill him. That his troubles are without number and everything has surrounded him. people speculate that this section of the psalm was when Absalom was trying to kill him. Like, we see the span of David's life from when Saul was trying to kill him to when his own son was trying to kill him. Yet, we see David's trust. I want to read you another psalm just real quickly. Two psalms for one night. Isn't that awesome? Psalm 13. This is actually one of my favorites. It says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." This is the kind of cry I see David calling out. God, why have you forsaken me? God, why have you forgotten me? You took me from this pit to the rock, and I was here, and now I'm here again. Have you forgotten me? What's up with this, God? Why am I here? And so David trusts God some more. He looks back on his life. He looks back on what God has done. How God delivered him from this pit and took him to the rock. Let him stand firm. How God has put a new song in his mouth, has told him so many plans that he has for him, has just showered love on him. Verse 16 and 17, he says, "Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, 'The Lord is great.' I am afflicted and needy. The Lord thinks of me. You are my helper and my deliverer. My God, do not delay." See, it seems right here we go back to the beginning. We go back to the beginning of the psalm where God said, or David says, "I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. I waited patiently on the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. My God, do not delay." So my question for you tonight, and you don't have to answer this out loud, but where are you? Do you feel like you're in a pit? Have you felt like you're in a pit? When you're in the pit, what do? Do you struggle? Do you squirm? Or do you just wait for God? How do you react? Do you keep moving forward and live like Rocky Balboa? Or do you just wait and live the truly rocky life, where God will take you and put you on the rock? Let's pray. God, you are so good. Your love for us, your thoughts of us, your plans for us. God, when we don't even see that, when we don't know what's going to happen next, God, help us to know your thoughts. Help us to know your plans. Help us to remember what you've done for us in our life. Thank you so much for your love, for your willingness to come down and save us. You are so good. In your name I pray. Amen.